Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
We're rolling.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show.
Make sure not to have that one in.
Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, and Brittany. Hey, what? Okay, so a couple days ago, I was talking about this email that I keep looking back at. That is
the four-page email,
four-page,
right?
Tiny font email. Like, mm-hmm. It's just too big.
Yes.
And I had said, now, I will say this, because we think that somebody mistakenly shortened another one.
This person thought that you were talking to them. They wrote me an email yesterday afternoon and said, hey, I wrote you an email. And they responding to their original email, which is the one you have in front of you.
Okay.
Saying that, I'm going to shorten it. I'm sorry. And I'm like, no, you're fine. I wrote them back. And I said, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
It's not you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not you. You are not even one quarter of what. Mm-hmm. If it's the one I'm looking at right now, this one, in fact, I made it bigger. And it's just barely over one page.
Right, the one with the husband problem, right?
Yes, the husband problem.
That's right.
So to the person who wrote an interesting email that is just, I am not going to go in and edit it. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. You got to do it. It's from June 26th.
I'm going to email them. So
oh, okay, great. Oh, there you go. Oh, that's super.
Direct, right.
DMs.
Much more direct. Yeah, slide into their DMs, Bryn. Do that. So this one is depressing because I feel like a lot. Here's what I will say about this. This one made me kind of sad. But I think that we should take opportunities to use what other people's problems are to have an appreciation for the problems that we don't have.
Absolutely.
And be grateful that whatever your problems are, that these aren't your problems.
And also we can have empathy and sympathize with someone who may just need that. Maybe that's what they need.
Yep, exactly.
I don't know.
Because I don't know how to solve this. Maybe you will, but I don't. Thank you for reading this. Please don't say my name. This request for feedback is about a husband's addiction, new and old, and whether an 18-year marriage can survive it. Long story short, first 10 years, husband was full on alcohol addiction. Attempts at sobriety, chronic lying, forgiveness, AA, codependent wife, making babies. First 10 years. Next set of years was full of, quote, some AA meetings for husband, some codependent meetings for wife. But wife worked two full-time jobs so husband could pursue sobriety.
Oh, he quit his job to get sober. Okay.
What do you think about that?
I think that it is getting sober is all consuming and you may need to do that initially, but I also do think that you need somewhere productive to go every day.
Yeah.
The last thing you need to be doing is sitting on your ass at home waiting to relapse.
To be occupied.
If he was spending his days in AA meetings, like from one to the next, okay. I'm not going to fight anybody on that. If that's how you're staying sober, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But at some point, you need to pull off of that at least a little bit in order to be able to work and contribute to your family. And you can't make your wife
and
do
start
everything.
Putting your life back
together.
Yeah,
I mean, there is.
That's
what
the intention is.
Right, exactly right.
So wife is working two full-time jobs so husband can pursue sobriety. Sobriety was the most important goal for our family. So I feel like at one point they sort of had things straight. The last 3 years were full of pandemic, husband excuses, financial infidelity to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars over a three-year period, and kid health issues. Wife, full-time mom, working 55 hours a week at a corporate job too. Also, mom is the only caretaker of the kids' health, chores, family, food, all home front activities. Husband works full this last 3 years. Husband works full time, lots of international travel. Boondoggles galore added on to each trip. Thousands of cash taken out of account on each, quote, business trip. Husband's only household chore, sending the bill payments from combined income account. Wife had no exposure to any of the finances. The last 6 months, husband's chronic lying. Husband now telling wife/mom she's not enough. Wife shocked. She loves him so much and the family. Husband suddenly telling the kids to feel mom is too codependent and not enough. So there's a couple questions here. Actually, there's a shit ton of questions. Is husband's behavior because he may be using again? Yes.
You know, one of the things, I don't know. In all honesty, I do not know. But I will say, often people find other addicts, in general, will find other things that will consume them. So it's possible, and I don't want to say this, and maybe I have more. Is he cheating and he has a mistress somewhere, you know, and he's...
Well, okay. I'm going to read you this next section and you tell me, okay? Right. Because I actually believe that a couple of these things are just like jaw-droppingly obvious problems that I don't even know why she is still there. But this
she says why. She's codependent.
In the last 2 years, husband taking large doses of testosterone injections weekly, husband spending hundreds monthly at BevMo and liquor stores saying it's not alcohol, it's near beer. Husband travels for work but takes fun weekends on either side of the work week. Husband says he's happy, but then said he should microdose mushrooms daily for depression. After husband says depression is over, husband went back to mushroom dispensary and bought tons more shrooms. Husband gets 4 voluntary joint replacement surgeries in 1 year with doctor-prescribed Oxy. Husband, successful tech dude. Wife realized in an audit that husband took over $100,000 in cash out of couple's income account in $1,000 increments over the last 3 years. Husband said it was for work events. Husband never, ever used cash to pay for anything. Is it a break in sobriety to use Oxy? Joint replacements do seem fair, she says. Is it a break in sobriety to use shrooms? Believed to work for chronic depression, which no one knew he had. Is it a break in sobriety to use weekly large self-injections in testosterone where family is noticing a significant behavioral difference? Is wife being lied to about sobriety? Should she punt? Thanks.
Look, I can't answer all those questions. He's up to a lot.
Yeah.
He's up to a lot, and you shouldn't have to put up with this. The problem now is how many years did
18 together.
18 years together. So, look, and you're codependent, which is why you are still there.
Mm.
Right? I can't. Here's what I would do. That's the way I'll word this.
Okay.
Here's what I would do.
If you're the wife in
this
scenario.
If I'm the wife in this scenario, I have to leave. And it's not that. It's that you need a partner who's not up to all this is what it comes down to. Like, you can't be with someone who's doing all these things behind your back and creating this kind of... He's been chaos the whole time.
I know.
So I don't know what it is in you that whether you're one of those Florence Nightingales and you're just trying to save him. I don't know what it is, but it sounds horrible. Sarah was right. We can all be grateful. Even for the worst relationship any of us is in, you'd probably say, it ain't that fucking bad.
Mm, not compared to that.
Right? I do know that. Now, look, at first I was like, well, he might be either cheating or seeing hookers.
Testosterone injections would make me... Because she doesn't mention anything about sex in this.
About their sex life?
Right. Nothing about their sex life. And I, you know...
Well,
like,
she might be relieved. He doesn't want that from her.
Right. But why is he getting testosterone injections? Like, that's such a...
You know what? I've heard about those being really good for aging men. Mm-hmm. Whether that means that you're able to hold on to more muscle mass or you're able to get hard-ons without having to use Viagra or whatever kind of changes that happen in
men.
It can
be a mood elevator as well.
So that but look, the bottom line ends up being you can't be, this is what I think. Forget about gay or straight. Forget about married, single, kids. You can't be in any kind of partnership where someone is living their own life and you're on the outside of that.
Destroying all the lives that he touches.
You know, I don't know what he's up to. I don't know why he's pulling this. I'm taking a weekend on the other side of my job. And like,
right.
There's so much left open there that if it were me, again, I'm just talking about myself, I would be like, I'm not going to be sitting here trying to figure out what the fuck you're doing. I'm done trying. I have no space up here for this bullshit anymore. I'm out of here. I'm taking the kids. We're getting divorced. And you're going to get a fucking bill that you're going to pay every month in order to keep us afloat. Because guess what? I'm going to bring all this out in the trial. I carried your ass for years. Mm-hmm. You're going to do that now for us.
Right.
Now, I don't know that she'll get what she wants. You got to talk to
her. Doesn't sound like he's capable of giving her that.
Well, what I think is you have to get courts involved.
Yes.
And they have to force him to pay her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there are guys who do all, and I should say guys and girls, do all kinds of shady crap. And he's clearly capable of that.
Something, right.
But you would need a lawyer who's going to do, what do they call that? Forensic?
Right. Discovery.
And they're going to have to look into him and figure out what he's up to.
There's going to have to be somebody who follows this guy around and writes it all down.
So I don't want to say that that's what you got to do right off the bat, but you certainly,
I feel like that's what she's got to do.
I mean, you
go to a lawyer.
I would not be able to sit there. I have certain, there are things that I can handle and there are things that I can't handle. I can't handle any of what you've written there. Yeah. None of it.
Right.
None.
It just sounds like, you know, there's this book called Angela's Ashes, and I think they even made it into a movie. It's about this little Irish kid. It's written by this Irish dude, and it's about his life growing up. And there's this description of how his dad would get paid, and sometimes he'd be sober, and he'd come home, and they'd have money for some food, and they just, like, it was like, oh, this is, it's great. And he's like in a good mood and he's interacting with the kids and like the mom's happy and there they all are and they're like a family. And it's, and then the week after that, he's goes to the Irish bank and puts his money in there and gets hammered.
That's addiction. That is alcoholism. That is a problem. It's real. And it's unfortunate that it, how many lives it affects. One of the things like she's saying, is it a break in sobriety if you're taking Oxy? If I had to take Oxy, I would give it to my wife and be like, you need to manage this while I manage the pain from surgery. Because, yeah, there's, you run the risk.
Absolutely. Of
people who aren't addicts end up addicted to opioids.
Regular lady working at the office down the street from you who hurts herself and gets addicted to painkillers. And the next thing you know, she's a heroin addict. Like, what the actual fuck is that?
So when you talk, that's one of the things that I don't really like to talk about on the air, because you will find, I've heard these conversations in AA and other places many times, which is these debates about, well, I can take Advil or I can take, you know, Robitussin, even though Robitussin has alcohol in it, or, you know, or sorry, NyQuil.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, same thing. What I'm saying is people have different ideas of what they can and can't do. I'm not in the person who's going to decide whether he should or shouldn't be taking microdose mushrooms. I don't know.
The fuck,
can't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. But I do know a lot of addicts will find other things. Often it's sex. So often that gets redirected at that. So I don't know if that's what he's up to on these trips.
Well, it stands to reason. And then this hundreds of dollars a week at BevMo and liquor stores where he's buying near beer.
But
come on.
Near beer is like, that sounds like bullshit. I agree. The thing is that usually by the point, if you're to the point where he was, I don't know how he's still fooling around with booze. Like, the booze takes you out.
Right. It's obvious.
And there wouldn't
wasted.
Even be the I'm coming home. I don't even see him going home if he's back on the bottle. Right. Like, I got money now. I'm just going to stay wherever I'm at. But that could be what he's doing too. You know, first of all, some of my relapses happened because I was in a hotel.
Mm.
And it was like, that is the worst place a person who's got a problem can be, because you are anonymous. There's no one you're going to see. You're in a different town. You're in a hotel. No one's going to say a word to you.
Right.
You're a random person. And so you go and get a drink and bring whatever you need, your supplies, back to your room, and you're there for however many days.
Right.
Which is what I would guess he's up to.
Do not disturb thing, and that's that.
I don't know. I don't like it. I would save yourself. That's what I...
Yes, save yourself and save your kids, mm-hmm. and maybe in the process, save this guy. Because, frankly, your codependency has allowed him to get to the point that he's at. And you should go to see a lawyer immediately. I would start the procedure. I feel tired thinking about what all these
so
things you
much,
have to do.
I know. You know what's weird is that you'd think that, and couples start out like this. They're together. They're in love. Yeah. They wouldn't want to be with anyone else. And then over the course of time, as things, you know, build up and there's water under the bridge and you're not happy anymore, but you've built this life together. So you're kind of just going through the motions. You'd think at some point one person would be brave enough to say, we're not who we were. We're not happy. We should break up before I or you do something stupid and we can never be friends again.
Mm.
No one does it, though. Right. Most people go, well, I guess I just have to cheat, or I guess I just have to
put up with this. I guess I just have to stay here. I guess I can't make changes in my life.
And then it ends up having to be that like nuclear.
Right. Instead because that's of being the only way to make the separation.
But it's because it's impossible to walk away. It's hard to just say, no, nothing bad has happened, but I'm not happy anymore, and I know you're not either, so let's separate and
let's find a way for us both to be happy.
Let's separate with dignity instead of having to go nuclear.
Right.
But people don't, and nuclear seems to be the way it has to happen.
Yeah.
And we've seen it happen to a million of our friends.
Oh my God. And just, you know, the big spectacular ones that we do in the celebrity trash, you know, like it's just... You just feel like I hate to give Gwyneth Paltrow any credit, but man, she did consciously uncouple with that dude. And really,
Sarah.
They still see each other.
Her entire fucking life, her website, all that shit, but jade egg in her vagina. Come on.
So she doesn't actually.
So you think that he was boning some other girls, and that's why
I think that they probably had just as hard of a breakup as anybody else.
I don't know.
They're like him and the dude
you have
she's
to co-parent.
Too.
You have to co-parent.
Yeah, I guess
your
sure.
kid.
You know, right.
For this lady, though, I feel like the codependency...
She's a bad example. Don't use her.
So.
Don't use Gwyneth Paltrow
and put her
on a pedestal.
I think optics on her thing... I'm not even putting her on a pedestal. I'm just saying she clearly...
She put the right stuff on Instagram is what she did.
Do you remember you told us that those clowns in Coldplay do needlepoint when they're on tour?
They also have a sewing circle.
Yeah, he's not. Neither of them are a good example of what's happening in real life in the world.
That is true. You got a point there.
Even in the rock world,
I think about
they're
that
probably
all the
like,
time that he
God,
sews.
Does fucking needlepoint? Not heroin.
Well,
needlepoint.
It's the other thing you can do with needles.
What?
So things.
What kind of artist is this guy?
He said, look how happy and healthy he looks, though, all the time. Yep.
He sews random pieces of cloth onto his clothes when he's on tour.
I've got patchwork.
Yeah.
I felt like this area. Need a bit of bits and bobs.
Bits and bobs. A bit of flannel.
A little bric-a-brac.
Anyway, your situation sounds horrible.
Awful.
I would consider talking to a lawyer, discussing with this person all of the things you've just laid out before us.
Let him just read this that you sent us. Just put that in front of
him.
And
then, you know, often they will say, they can direct you, but I'm going to guess they're going to say, don't do anything. Don't say anything. We've got to sort out where this money's disappearing to, how this is...
like, what's happening, how it's happening.
Get as much information as we can gather before he's aware what you're up to.
Mm-hmm.
And then at least, because as soon as he gets a
then
whiff,
he's right, exactly.
Start hiding stuff and stop doing the things that are causing this in the
yes.
first place. You don't want him to clean up his act just to find out that as soon as you don't call the lawyer, he's back at it.
Right.
There are so many red flags in this story.
I know.
Oh my God.
Go on, tell us.
And the combination of codependency and chronic liar. You're codependent on this guy who's not telling you any, like, yeah. That's so wrong. She's fucked.
I know. I just feel, that's what kills me about this letter, mm-hmm. is that I feel like there is no solution. I actually feel like Vinny took it in a very good direction. Like, and I think that what you just said about, like, yes, go to a good lawyer, know that it's going to cost some money. Don't let him know that it's happening. Let them do all those forensics. Just get,
well,
you
and they may not
about.
Go that right, but mm-hmm. route. But I do think the first conversation you have is with someone, a lawyer that can tell you.
She says she loves him too. Oy.
Well, that's, you know what? That's the hard part of this is that you seem to be willing to take any amount of torture.
She needs abuse. Those Al-Anon meetings or CODA meetings, yeah. whatever she was doing. She needs to get back into that, yeah. I would say. As yeah. Probably a big, yep. that would help a lot.
Hmm. Well, we'd love an update.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I wish you the best of luck. I know that it doesn't seem like it. And it's funny. Love is funny because when you're a kid, you are devastated by a breakup to the point where you really do feel like you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had one of those in high school where yeah. I just felt like I can't.
You love so hard.
My stomach is so knotted, I can't sleep, I can't eat. All that still exists in a grown-up breakup. And if you've had a couple of these, then the one thing you've learned is, you know, you survive it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make it easier. You're going to be crushed. You're going to want to take him back. You're going to want to believe anything he says to you because you want it to be okay.
You want that week where he doesn't take his paycheck to the bar. Because that's good.
Right. But in reality, you're going to have to pull off. And you can't see it now. You don't see it. You won't be able to see it. But somewhere down the road, you're going to be free of this chaos. And you're going to wake up one morning. And it's going to be that morning when you go, I'm not worried.
I have a simple, happy
life.
I'm
not mad.
Right.
I'm not fearful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to today to wonder what is fucking going to happen today. What is that crazy person going to be doing in my life today that I have to
trip me up?
Yeah, that I right. have to somehow manage. And when you're down there, you know, a year, maybe three from now, I don't know how long it'll take you. But that day when you wake up and you don't have that concern and you're able to take notice, like, I can smell flowers. I can smile.
Mm.
My kids see me smile. All of these upsides, they're out there waiting for you, but you've got to do this step first and clear yourself of this chaos.
And you can do it. It's going to be really hard, but you can do it. And there's people who are going to help you. Start with a lawyer.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I don't know how to find that. You know, luckily there's the internet. Maybe you can.
Yeah.
But, you know, you may see a lawyer and the first one may be like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to really pursue someone who's willing to take this on and has.
You'll be able to lean on
a clear idea of what to do.
Right. And a good one will, you know, a good divorce lawyer. I would also, I don't know if you've got friends who you've confided in and stuff, but if you're going to start these proceedings, I'm with you, Vinny. Like, if he catches a whiff of this, it could wind up, because it sounds like he's a crazy maker too. Like, he's telling your kids, you know, that you're a loser and it's mm-hmm. it's you, not him. Like, that behavior will get out of control. Like, he'll turn it all around on you. This needs to be documented. before you start. Okay, we're out of time. Bryn@RadioAlice.com. Bryn@RadioAlice.com. Feel free. Any problems, any responses to this, any questions, an update on this would also be very welcome. Person whose name I'm not saying.
I'm sure someone out there is hearing this going, oh my God, that's fucking me.
I know.
So if you've been through this and can help and have ideas, send them in.
We have tomorrow, V. Hale will be with us, and there's a good... There was a response
right.
to the woman in the sexless relationship.
That's correct, yeah.
The one who said, is it wrong and weird?
Is it that, okay for,
yeah,
me, to
for me to be okay with the no sex? Remember, they've had one time in 3.5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I've got a response to that.
Oh, great.
And that'll be tomorrow on the show. Have an awesome day, and we'll see you on Hump Day.
The end.